This is the away dude flying remote.
U.S. President Joe Biden said Tuesday that he has spoken to his Chinese counterpart, President Xi Jinping, about Taiwan, and they did agree to abide by the Taiwan Agreement. Taiwan has reported 148 Chinese Air Force planes in the southern and southwestern part of its air defense zone over a four-day period beginning on Friday. Same day, China marked a key patriotic holiday, National Day. China claims Taiwan as its own territory, which should be taken by force if necessary, according to China. Taiwan says that it is an independent country and will defend its freedoms and democracy, blaming China for the tensions. U.S. President Joe Biden is dispatching White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan for talks with a senior Chinese foreign policy advisor. This comes as the two countries find themselves at odds on a variety of issues, including Taiwan and trade. The meeting is this Wednesday in Zurich, Switzerland. On Monday, the White House criticized Beijing over several days of sustained military harassment against the self-ruled island of Taiwan. The National Security Council says the talks are to be follow-up on Biden's call with President Xi Jinping last month, according to as the administration continues to seek to manage the competition between the two countries. Afghanistan's Taliban leaders met Tuesday with UK officials for the first time since taking power. It's a move the group hopes will pave the way for the country to refill cash-starved coffers as it teeters on the brink of economic collapse. This is VOA News. European Union leaders met for the first time Tuesday since the messy Western troop withdrawal from Afghanistan and France's loss of a multi-billion-dollar submarine deal with Australia. The EU argues that those events have exposed Europe's need for more autonomy on defense. The dinner focused on the role of the European Union on the international scene in light of recent geopolitical developments, including the situation in Afghanistan and the AUKUS submarine deal. The Indo-Pacific defense deal between the U.S. and Australia and Britain that led to Australia canceling the contract for diesel-electric French submarines has contributed to more frustration in the EU camp over the U.S. unilateral moves. In a reversal of Trump administration policy, the U.S. State Department has disclosed the number of nuclear weapons in the U.S. stockpile. It said this will aid global efforts to control the spread of such weapons. The number of U.S. weapons, including those in active status as well as those in long-term storage, stood at 3,750 as of September of 2020. That is down slightly from a year earlier. As recently as 2003, the U.S. nuclear weapon total was slightly more than 10,000. France and the United States edged closer Tuesday towards settling their differences following the dispute of Washington's decision to exclude Paris from a new Indo-Pacific security alliance. The French President Emmanuel Macron and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met in Paris to explore ways to overcome the rift over the deal. Evidence emerged Tuesday that a ship's anchor snagged and dragged an underwater pipeline that ruptured and spilled tens of thousands of gallons of crude oil off Southern California. The evidence that surfaced Tuesday came as the Coast Guard acknowledged it did not investigate the spill for nearly 10 hours after the first call came in. Federal transportation investigators say the pipeline was split open and a huge section was apparently dragged more than 100 feet along the ocean floor, possibly by an anchor that hooked in the pipeline and caused a partial tear. The Biden administration says the coronavirus pandemic and the difficulty of reversing Trump administration policies were responsible for the record low number of refugees admitted to the United States during the 2021 budget year. The State Department, in an email Tuesday to the Associated Press, said 11,411 refugees have been allowed into the United States. That's far below the 62,500 ceiling President Joe Biden set in May. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.